Bangkok street rallies, which began weeks ago, have escalated into increasingly violent confrontations as protest leaders vow to topple the government this week. Outside the prime minister's offices, police fired rubber bullets, tear gas canisters, and deployed water cannons to contain the protesters. Despite the chaos at some rally sites, business in the city largely continued unimpeded Monday, and most government workers appeared to ignore the opposition's call for a strike. But demonstrators remain committed to their cause. Protester Wacharapon Vichayatanatom says the fact that Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat's party won an election landslide in 2011 is meaningless.
Her election resulted from vote buying and buying the votes of politicians. So she may have won the elections, but millions of people have now come out. So she cannot say any longer that she has the majority of votes.
The Prime Minister has been holding crisis meetings here at the heavily guarded headquarters of the Royal Thai Police. Ms. Yingluck says the opposition is not asking for her resignation, nor for the dissolution of Parliament, but rather the confusing demand that the Prime Minister's power be returned to the people.
I don't know how we can proceed with this offer, because this offer normally it doesn't exist of the practice by under this constitution law. So
to some of the protesters, such as Rewat Pompradit, people power, although not clearly defined, is the only solution.
We must return power to the people and set up a people's council. We cannot accept the system of Thaksin.
Thaksin Shinawat is Ms. Yingluck's brother. He was ousted as prime minister in a 2006 coup, but is widely believed to still wield overall power from exile. Thailand has been politically unstable for 7 years, despite the governing party having won every election since 2001. But democracy has long been fragile here, with the military conducting 18 coups since the end of absolute monarchy rule in 1932. Ms. Yingluck says the generals will remain neutral, but many observers believe the military will ultimately be the deciding factor in the days ahead and whether this government survives. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.